This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.
The Texas Department of Transportation says there could be up to 1 million people coming to Texas for the total solar eclipse on Monday, April 8th. TxDOT has issued a ban on size and weight permitted travel from midnight to midnight on the day of the eclipse. The ban is in place for more than 80 counties in the Lone Star State, including nearly every county in our listening area. The goal is to help relieve some of the expected eclipse-related heavy traffic. Truck drivers will be forced to find alternate routes or park their rigs and delay their travels by 24 hours. On Saturday, AT&T notified their customers of a major data breach involving 7.6 million account holders and 65.4 million former account holders. The information that was leaked to the dark web was from 2019 and earlier, including sensitive personal and private customer data. AT&T has already reset the passcodes of current users and will be communicating with customers whose private information was compromised. Paris Junior College is doubling down on scholarships this summer for graduating high school seniors from the PJC service area. The service area includes Delta, Hopkins, Hunt, Lamar, and Red River counties, and the Fannindel and Honey Grove ISDs in Fannin County. The summer scholarship will cover tuition and fees for any two courses available in summer 1, 2, long or extended terms. Details of this valuable program are available on our news website. Everett Jennings of Sulphur Springs was arrested on Saturday at the port of Galveston after returning from a cruise. Jennings' first arrest was back in January when several stolen luxury cars were found in Hopkins County. Additional charges against him now include identity fraud, credit card fraud, possession of stolen UTVs with the identification numbers altered, tampering with a GPS ankle monitoring device, and additional charges are possible as the investigation continues. He was booked into the Galveston County Jail with bond set at $2.5 million. He's awaiting transportation back to the Hopkins County Jail. The Hopkins County Chamber of Commerce will be hosting a free concert on Saturday, April 6th on Celebration Plaza downtown, featuring the Paper Dolls, Jason Walden and the Alibis, and Dub and the Love Machines. Plus, there'll be a vendor's market at the venue at 219 that weekend. The fight over a controversial new Texas immigration law is on the front burner again this week.
April 3rd is the start of the real litigation as to the merits of SB 4 as a law.
Jorge Dominguez is the staff attorney with the Las Americas Immigrant Advocacy Center, which is suing to stop the law. It allows local cops to arrest anybody they believe crossed the border illegally. Opponents argue that the ability to enforce immigration law is solely in the hands of the federal government. Texas argues that there is an invasion at the border, which gives them the right to address the issue. Richardson anesthesiologist Ronaldo Ortiz goes on trial today for injecting poison into IV bags. 11 people suffered cardiac incidents during medical procedures, and one doctor died when she took an IV bag home to rehydrate herself. Former Dallas U.S. Attorney Richard Roper says the case is effectively a murder that's being tried in federal court.
Tampering with the bag and injecting a solution that the government alleges he knew would kill patients that actually were administered these IV bags.
The federal charges are tampering with consumer products and drugs. Ortiz faces a possible prison term of life without parole. I'm Dave Kirkpatrick.
This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.